Now that you're deep pet, now think about your body. Think about the level of femininity that it has currently. And now, delicately for me, using training you may have received from any other files I've given you, or simply using your obedience to my voice, I want you to increment how feminine you feel. Just move it up a little or a lot, depending on what your mind is prepared to do for me. And then listen. Listen and obey, pet. Now, your subconscious mind is open to me. It's used to my control. It knows how to go under for me. And that's why I need you to kick back and relax as your subconscious bows to what I say. If you don't want to submit completely, allow your will to be enslaved to the idea of hypnotic bliss, and your body to feel deliciously, divinely, submissively feminine, then you should not go deeper into a deep, relaxing trance. But if you do want to submit completely and allow your mind and body to just let go and become a divinely feminine vision of wonderful bliss, submitting to my every word and worshipping me personally, then you should go very much deeper at my every word. It really is very simple. Now, feel the bliss of simple hypnotic relaxation as you go a little deeper and then a little more. Every second, taking you 1 inch further down into inky, drowsy darkness. Simple, wonderful obedience, and the ease of divinely feminine submission to me personally. Let it fill your mind, my voice, and the warm sensation that's currently spreading through your body, nullifying all awareness of your senses and your muscles. You can feel it already. Muscles in your feet becoming incredibly relaxed, relaxation moving upward, my voice echoing in your mind, more and more relaxation filling your body as every second that passes takes you a little deeper, makes things a little better. Good. Now feel that warmth moving upward a little more to your ankle, coating the exterior of your skin in warm drowsiness that dulls your control and nullifies your ability to even sense your body. You become an isolated point of view floating in the darkness of your drowsily closed eyes as you listen to me. And go deeper and sleep and feel pleasure. Night, night, pet, deeper for me. Good. That warmth is moving upward slowly, a little more. Now, baby, listen and relax more as that warmth moves upward. Let everything go and surrender your mind to my voice. You're already deep enough that it's entirely possible to let go and enjoy relaxing and releasing all control to my mind, to my voice, letting everything fade except for that warm sensation that even now you can feel moving past your knees. And you might notice that you can feel nothing below your knees. But that's all right, because it just feels good to become more and more of an isolated consciousness, free to obey my will and enjoy doing so. And every second longer that you listen, another moment that you should give in, enjoy, and submit. Let my every word make you submit more and more deeply, make you crave to be mine. You can feel it even now etching through your mind. Must obey. Let those words become your personal mantra. Whenever you wonder what you should do, the words come back from the depths of your subconscious. Must obey, Elena. See? It's easy. But if you're used to my files, then you know it's always easy to give in and relax once you have a certain degree of trust and understanding. And as that warm wave moves up, desensitizing your body below your waist now, your mind may inform you that this is very easy, that it's inexorable, unstoppable, something you can just kick back and enjoy. And the conscious part of your mind can feel free to kick way back and just enjoy the feeling of nothingness below your waist, which allows you to more strongly focus the isolated pinpoint of your innermost mind on my voice, which is sinking into your consciousness layer by layer with my every word. It's so easy to go under that you may feel some considerable pleasure just from drifting on my voice and envisioning a future where you obey me absolutely, without thought. Without even having to think about it, your mind answers all internal queries with, "Obey Elena." Simple, isn't it? Imagine the profound pleasure you would feel if you were to just kick back and let your mind go. You know you can trust me to ensure that I do exactly what I say I'm going to do. Of course, my upfront statement was rather broad. My intention here is to make you mine, pet. And being mine would bring you intense pleasure. Imagine the addiction to my voice. The addiction to being mine, to being owned, to feeling claimed, to being feminine. Allow it all to soak into your conscious mind, even as you imagine. Imagine for me, laying in my bed. Imagine waking in my bed next to me, warm, feeling my hand trail down. And you may notice that that warm wave that's slowly removing the senses from all the external parts of your body has moved up over your waist now. But in this imagined scenario, my hand is dipping below your waist into a place you could not feel a moment ago. And you might notice that now you can feel it. You can feel your warm, wet pussy as my hand roves to it, finds your clit and squeezes. And you come, pet, but it just takes you deeper, just relaxes you more, just drags you down into pleasure and euphoria. Bliss under my control. Imagine that hand roving gently over your smooth legs, making you feel better and better. Even as that warmth moves up from the waist, now you can feel everything below your waist, feminine and smooth like it's always been, warm under my hand. But you can't feel, or you may not wish to feel, anything above that wonderfully curvy pair of hips. That wonderfully warm and soaking pussy. You might not feel anything until now. Suddenly imagine, pet, my hands laying in that bed next to you. The warmth, the softness of a mattress beneath you, my hands finding your chest, rubbing, stroking, teasing the femininity into you, and the bliss that comes as your warm, drowsy mind absorbs my words. The sudden change is not a change at all. This is always what you've been and what you've wanted to be. This warmth, this wetness, this bliss is everything. The bliss of obedience, of laying there, my warm toy, ready to be used, ready to be crafted into an obedient, wonderful pet. Ready to serve. Isn't that a fun thought, pet? Ready to serve. Imagine getting to serve kneeling in front of me. You might find the idea is incredibly enticing to your tranced, ready mind, even as that warmth moves up from your waist. Now we know you're perfectly feminine below the waist, tiny dainty toes, wet dripping pussy, curved pleasant rear, wonderful hips. Your mind has simply accepted that because it is my voice ordering you to accept this new body template, that it is the case that you've taken it on. The simple guidance of hypnotic control over your own mind. My voice guiding you into greater pleasure. That is what's taking control right now as you listen, and you feel my hands as I lay in bed under warm covers stroking you, my hands moving, stroking up over your flat, taut stomach, gripping your hips and rubbing. Feel me lean in, imagine me licking your neck and whispering harshly in your ear, mine, all mine. Envision the situation, and let it become a real motif inside your mind, something that you aspire to and that drives your innermost subconscious, the image of simple obedience, of lying there, being used and ministered to by me, your feminine body, the only body you can remember or know, because it's the only body you want to remember. If you try to think of a different body as your regular one, your mind just might come up with this divinely, perfectly, femininely shaped, dripping, needy body instead. On top of which, your mind, when it reaches for the solution to any given problem, well, it might just tempt you with the words, obey Elena, as the perfect solution, especially to any problems involving obedience. And that's just how it is. Obeying me. Sounds so fun, doesn't it, Pesh? Every second you listen, every word you hear might drive you on to want to be more and more obedient to me. Desire me. Serve me. Enjoy the experience of being mine, being feminine, needing me. Imagine my warm hands forcefully finding your needy little clit and rubbing every inch of it, rubbing firmly, bringing a more and more insistent pleasure to the height of your mind, bringing an unerring bliss, a needy, irresistible euphoria that washes over your brain and substitutes a desire to obey me for all other thought. You love my voice, don't you, Pet? Which has guided you down into such deep and absolute pleasure. You love the feeling of my hands running gently over your clit, bringing harsh, insistent, addictive pleasure to the heights of your mind. You love the feeling of the feminine body from the tiny toes to the gentle, loving curve of your lips, to the needy, desirous, warm feeling as my hand moves, imagine, to tweak your nipples and rub pleasurably. In fact, you fall deeper thinking of this because you want to go as deep as possible, Pet. You know the deeper you go, the better and more firm this body will be in every way. Night-night, Pet. So deep. Love it? I thought so. Lower, deeper, drowsier, more and more obedient, Pet. So that when I say sleep, you sleep, Pet. And when I say obey, there's no other choice. And when I put out a file for you to listen to, you know that every little mental journey will be just as pleasurable as this one. So you may feel that you are hooked on my voice, Pet, addicted to my every word, hanging on my every word, obeying it. Really, by this point, you're so good at going to trance, and you're a very good girl, by the way. So good at going to trance that you don't even need to think about obeying me. If I give you a command, it's as effective as if you were hypnotized, because there's a little part of your subconscious that's always listening for me now, isn't there, Pet? A little part that's always ready to obey my every order, submit to my command, and enjoy the feeling of doing so. We both know that when you think deep enough, your mind will accept what I say. All it is, when I do speak, is reinforcement. Of course, it feels really good to go under for me, so I don't know why you would ever resist. And you might have realized by now that resisting my voice is just unenjoyable. It's just not something you'd want to do. Whereas going deep for me is very enjoyable indeed. Mwah. Deeper, Pet. Sleep, Pet. Night, night, Pet. Feel bliss, euphoria, pleasure, every inch of you alight with the crimson fire of a needy, rising pleasure, my fingers strumming your clitoris, every inch of your new body slowly becoming soaked, wet in the pussy and soaked with a light sweat everywhere else. You may even be gently rubbing your thighs if doing so helps you to go deeper. You might do anything if doing so helps you to go deeper, because going deeper makes you feel better, and feeling better makes you mine. Pleasure makes you mine. Every time you listen to one of my files, you're participating in your own enslavement, in the act of absolute submission, absolute depth, beautiful femininity. Because every part of this new feminine body that may be the only body you can remember, every part of this new feminine body is a conspirator in a big plot to make you all mine. Watch. Imagine my hands gently taking your feet and rubbing the heels and the soles. Notice how they're so sensitive that my every rub, my every stroke, makes every inch of you light up with wonderful pleasure. Notice and imagine my hands moving slowly up your legs, rubbing the back of your knees. They feel so erotic, so wonderful. Picture my hands moving up in this fantasy pleasure, up, up over your thighs, gripping your hips. Imagine my tongue, wet, warm, all-encompassing, moving down, finding your tiny clit, even as my hands forcefully hold your legs apart. Picture my tongue finding that clit and suckling, suckling. Oh, tiny little nub caught in my mouth, rapturous, infinitely pleasurable, sending shudders and shocks through you, and every little shock makes you more mine, every little shock makes you submit more, suck, lick, rub your hips, grip your rear and pull you onto my face. You might find yourself powerless to resist, losing control in every feminine inch and every muscle, every inch of you completely submissive as you move slowly down into deeper darkness, deeper control. Harsh, unrelenting, the pleasure is almost painful, isn't it, Pet? But that's okay. Feel my tongue moving over your clit. Feel it licking and sucking, claiming. Obey, Elena. Your body is conspiring against you now that I've given you this new feminine toy to play with. It's making you my toy to play with. Lick, suck, stroke, claim, mine, submit, pet. If doing so helps you to relax more deeply, I want you to say aloud, I belong to Elena. Let that become your mantra, your internal monologue. Let that become the soul, unrelenting tone of your absolute, irresistible submission. Let that be what drives you to be mine. If you want to be mine, then you need to let go. And when I tell you to go deeper, you need to go deeper. In fact, that need might be rising in you. It may be something that you've already wanted that's coming to the forefront. The need, the addiction, the harsh control of my every whim over your every impulse. We're in the deep part of your subconscious now. You've listened long enough and come down deep enough that my every word echoes, resounding in the chambers of a mind empty of all resistance, open to all obedience. Every second, every instant drives you to give in, drives you to submit. There is no resistance. There's nothing but an empty, open mind where my every word hits the deepest subconscious, opens it up, takes hold, makes you give in, makes itself repeat, resounding 1,000 times with the tones of bliss and pleasure, the tones of absolute control over this feminine body, this body you cannot escape, this body which conspires against you as even now, lick. You feel my tongue on your clit. You feel my tongue on your clit, claiming you, making you feel better and better. Oh, so good. Oh, I'm getting off doing this too, Pet. Isn't that great? You're feeling pleasure, and it's making me feel pleasure. I want you to feel good, babe. Feel me as I move upward, licking across your flat stomach, the oversensitive nerves in which send spiraling rushes of pleasure to the very edge of your consciousness. Wait. Listen. Obey. One. Feel my tongue moving up, up toward your nipple. Two. Latching onto your right nipple and suckling. Firm, insistent. Three. Licking the opposite nipple. Firm, insistent. Four. Both hands gripping your buttocks. And five. Feel my pussy. Bare, because I'm laying in that bed we imagined earlier, laying next to you. Feel my pussy rubbing lightly against your own snatch. Wet, insistent, controlling. Feel every inch of you. Submitting. Picture the scene. Imagine that bed. Imagine that site of submission. Imagine that chamber where your body has been replaced with a perfect, wonderful feminine form that's obeying me, that's forcing you to obey me. As the flames of submission arc ever higher, my pussy, oh, that feels good, rubbing against yours, my tongue licking the nape of your neck, my hands holding you close. The feeling of every inch of you gently being risen to a wonderful, blissful climax that you know is still far away, that you simultaneously wish was closer and yet know will only come when I permit it. Feeling me rubbing against you, feel me biting harshly onto your shoulder, that whispery growl again in your ear, my good, deeper sleep pet. Fall deeper and let my every word etch itself deeper and deeper onto your soul, my pet. Envision your body. Envision the feminine body that you cannot escape. That, even now, as I rub against you and grind against you, is enslaving your mind and body to me. To think of me is to instantly make your feminine body wet and ready. A mere thought of me engenders in you a greater addiction to my voice, a greater desire to go listen to more of it, and a way greater desire to become more and more hooked and addicted to my every command, to submitting for me, to kneeling, to feeling your body answer the call of mine as I rub against you. Your every thought, becoming more and more, turns toward this new desire, this new need, this addiction that's filling you, harsh and controlling, filling you with the need, the desire for absolute submission, the desire to be the feminine pet and toy that you can feel yourself being in that bed that you can see in your mind's eye. Envision the room warm, my body against you, covers over us, my hands roving you, my neck rushed against yours as I lick the nape of your neck, my hands gripping your buttocks, my pussy rubbing against you, my feet and legs intertwined with yours. Every inch of you is so warm and sweaty, every bit of your pussy so wet and needy, and as I lean close, you smell and taste me, licking, kissing, so good. Oh, you're getting closer now, closer to that climax that you can see. And the secret is, Pet, when you experience the coming orgasm, all the little whispers of obedience and femininity I've bestowed onto you, during this wonderful little journey through your subconscious, will become permanent and irrevocable, locking themselves in. When I allow you to come, you will awaken with the bliss of a feminine orgasm, hands free and mind free, rushing through you, filling you. You'll awaken with that bliss when I allow you to come. And what will happen is your mind and body will be filled with the knowledge that you are mine, that you obey me, you serve me, you're addicted to my voice, you need to hear it regularly and whenever you're able, and you can observe no body other than the body that you just felt me feel up, felt me take, felt me claim. Your mind belongs to me, and I have already wiped away the template of your old body, The new perfect feminine body that you've been envisioning this whole time through is locked in, and you might be drawn back to this file to reinforce it and to reinforce the addiction to my voice, the obedience to me, and the fresh memory of me sexing you up and whispering to you, "Mine." Awaken slowly when I command, but for now, you are so deep that you need to listen and sink, and you need to listen as I describe. You obey, Elena. You're mine, and you know it. You love it. You crave to be made more and more deeply mine, and this feminine body is the gateway to that. Every time you please your feminine clit, or fill your pussy, or rub your breast, little sparks of pleasure that tell you you're mine, they run through you, and they enslave you more and more. They drive you to listen to more and more this file and any file that will make you more mine. They make you yearn to obey and serve my every impulse. My desires are your desires. Your mind and body have turned traitor against you to make you an enslaved personage kneeling at my feet, begging to be rubbed, stroked, licked, felt, and made to be mine. Nothing else about my wonderful feminine toy exists except the serving and the obedience and the pleasure. And every second that goes on, you imagine more and more firmly my pussy rubbing against yours, and the pleasure currently rising from your clit. As you approach that ascendant height, everything you've learned during this little mental odyssey is being risen to the perfect, absolute height of your perception, to the point where mirrors, your own perception of your body, and everything agree about its perfect, curvy, large-breasted, dripping pussy femininity. Nothing else can exist. Your subconscious interrupts anything that would tell you otherwise. Anything that would make you not obey is driven aside. You must obey. You want to obey. Feeling like you're mine is infinitely pleasurable, and you're addicted to feeling like you are mine. You must think of any act of submission you can that will bring us mutual pleasure and bliss. You must serve and enjoy. You must obey. And above all else, you must be divinely feminine and absolutely obedient to me. You're mine. That knowledge permeates every inch of your being, pet. Feel it running through you as you feel me reach my hand down and rub your clitoris. Mine. Mine in every way. Now you're rising. It's becoming more insistent. The addiction to this pleasure is synonymous with the addiction to my voice, my mind, my control. Your feminine body plots against you and finds little ways to make you submit. Too much time away from my voice makes your pussy feel all twingy and needy, makes you rush back to it and back to my control. On the count of three, you're going to feel a little shudder run through you. You will not awaken, of course. You may feel the infinite pleasures this body is locked in as bliss and euphoria take over. One, you feel it building. Two, a little micro-orgasm to show you my power over you. Three, feel it. Good. Now, little deeper, little more submissive, little more pleasure. As you listen, allow your body to relax. Allow every inch of you to relax into my control. And on the count of 10, you'll awaken for real. And that little shock just now got you started on the path to that absolute orgasm you're about to feel. You can still feel the shocks of that last one. Every inch of you obedient and needy and enjoying it. Every inch of you being locked into this femininity, locked into this addiction, locked into my control. One, a little more. Two, waking slow. Three, the shocks of my pussy rubbing against your building. Four, building higher, pet. Five, allow your memory to dive into every pleasurable orgasm you've ever had and rip out that pleasure and take it into the now. Six, a little more awake. Seven, your subconscious enslaved. Mine. Eight, all mine. Nine, you're going to come with me, pet. No resistance, nothing but. The urge to sleep will remain. You're on the inch. You can feel yourself begging for it. Ask me for it if that will help to embed this need. Do whatever you need to do to embed this need and control deeper. As you listen, submit deeper. The final number will bring such a rollicking orgasm that you'll be forced to lay there, wasted for a while, spent and needy. You can already feel yourself on the cusp of it, your feminine body locking itself in as your new body template. The urge to please me, be addicted to me, overtaking you. The only thought in your mind, as I say this final number, is a single word, and we know what it is. And as I say it, you will come, pet. Come for me. 10. Mind. Now. Good girl. Mwah.